Hi, team. This episode of the SWTOR Escape podcast is brought to you by Alea Iacta Est. For information on joining our gaming community, please visit aie-guild.org.
Hi, team. Welcome to the Escape podcast for Star Wars The Old Republic. This episode, you'll hear news about the return of class representatives. We'll be joined by a guest to talk about the launch of Galactic Starfighter and all of our first impressions. And maybe you'll also learn why duct tape is like the Force. As usual, we have a shiny new astromech standing by to record this. Hop on an escape pod and dodge strike fighters to broadcast this to you. EPC 16, are you all set? What happens if you drift into the Quat Mesas? Well, just do what I do. Do a barrel roll. Just not directly into a wall like I also do. All right. Ah, that's always so fun. Hi, Seema. How are you and how's it going?
I'm good. I've had a good week, too. Although I not so good weather-wise. We've had a rainy, icy, snowy week here in Maine. Mostly ice. But a good week in SWTOR. We've done a lot of activity in the past week, ops-wise, which I'm sure you're going to touch on. But I just got finished running with SUP, Sith with Unlimited Power, which is our Monday night group, which I get to run with them every once in a while when they are missing a healer. And we went back to Eternity Vault, which was a ton of fun. I have missed running in that place. So it was fun to just have that little jolt of, you know, back from the past memory time. I also took a newly leveled toon to Mekeb to do the plus 10 endurance datacron. I kind of have fun doing datacrons anyway, so I don't avoid the plus 10 endurance datacron there. But I wanted to give a shout out to Kuze, who's made a really good video for getting that datacron. And beyond that, he's made a really excellent video that I just watched again this week called SWTOR Platforming Guide, where he basically breaks down how you do jumps and how you predict where you're going to land and how you prevent things from those little missed jumps so that you can jump from curved item to curved item. And it takes a half an hour to watch it, but it's really useful and it can make all your datacron runs in the future much less painful. So I recommend that. I first heard about him on UtiniCast, so I always goes back to his guides whenever I want to do a datacron run. With Lords of Light, we finally got the last boss down in Dread Palace. I say finally because it just hasn't worked out schedule-wise that we'd had a night where we had a good amount of time to try him, or try them, really. And that fight was a lot of fun. It was really fun to get him down. And on our Friday night, we have our slow leveling group. We call it that, slow leveling group, but it's a flashpoint group. And I'm actually tanking in that group, which is, so far, it's exactly like playing. I mean, we're still in such low level flashpoints, it's not really tanking. And the mobs die so fast that nobody's ever really in danger. So I'm kind of looking forward to when we get to like maybe tougher material, tougher content, where it will actually matter if I do things wrong or right while tanking. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And books. I finished reading Red Shirts, which I really enjoyed. I'm looking forward to more books by the same author who's Scalzi in my future. Yeah. Not right away, though, because first I got to read in my queue. Ahead of that, I have Diamond Age, which I mentioned last week, but I haven't started it yet because I was finishing Red Shirts. And then I'm also going to try the Mistborn trilogy by Brandon Sanderson. And he's the guy who finished up the Wheel of Time series and by all reports did. Yeah, he did it. By all reports, he did a great job at that. I personally didn't make it past the first, you know, half dozen or so books of the Wheel of Time series. So I'm trying out this Mistborn. I'm really thinking it's going to be great, but we'll see.
Yeah, I did read the whole Wheel of Time series. And I also read Diamond Age, and I recommend that. So I should look at Mistborn because I did like what he did with the final couple books there. In Wheel of Time. He did a really good job.
So how's your week been going?
My week has been going well. But before I talk about my week, I want to introduce our guest. So we have a guest this week to help talk about the first week in Galactic Starfighter. Wags is an Alia Yakta Est officer on Jedi Covenant with us, and he's a member of our Lords of Light, our LOL operations team. Hi, Wags. How's it going, and what have you been up to?
It's going good, besides work. I haven't had much time to do anything, haven't had much time to participate with LOL, but I have been playing a ton of Galactic Starfighter.
Yes, you have.
And that's about it.
Well, we're looking forward to your feedback on that.
Yeah. I kind of hit it hard today.
Yeah, I think of anyone, I knew it would be good to have you on to talk about Galactic Starfighter. I think you've hit it just about as hard as anyone I've seen anywhere. So that'll be good to get into. For my week, I've been doing Galactic Starfighter, of course. So I've been doing the Galactic Starfighter daily mostly, and I've been playing Galactic Starfighter on my mains. But I haven't been doing a ton. So I've been doing, I've been doing quite a bit. So I've been doing enough to do the daily, usually on both sides, on Imperial and Republic, on my main character that I'm doing it both on. And I've done enough to unlock another ship and do a bunch of upgrades, but we'll talk more about that. As Seema said, since we finally had more than 10 minutes to learn that last fight in Dread Palace,
right?
That was fun. We've gone back to 2 nights of raiding for Lords of Light, which is opened up some more time for us to be able to do, finally learn that fight. And it really only took, it took us like three attempts.
Right.
To get it down.
Yeah, on Sunday night,
maybe
right.
Because we had all the time in the world, so we finished it up really fast, and then we had to find something else to do.
Right, we had to think of something to do for the next 2 hours of raid time.
Yeah.
I mean, ops time.
But that was great. So on Thursday when we ran, we did all except the last boss of Dread Fortress and all except the last boss of Dread Palace, turned in the weeklies, got that all done, got everything cleaned up, and we were able to open up our Sunday night operation to clear Dread Palace, go back and clear Dread Fortress, which we knew that's easy. That's no problem. And spend some time messing around in hard mode Dread Fortress, which we ran out of enough time to try enough attempts on the second boss. The first boss isn't a problem. We got that on farm, but that was fun. I will talk about my tiny Death Star is...
So Seema was joking.
If because I can talk about it on the show, I haven't quit yet. But yes, so my tiny Death Star, day 12, I have 38 floors, I have 9 Imperial levels, and yes, I'm about 5 minutes away from nuking that tiny Death Star with a tiny torpedo down a tiny ventilation shaft if I can find one. Because it is bothering me. Now see, I see my phone sitting in front of me and I just want to reach over and got to order some more stuff for my... Okay, no more of that. I also wanted to shout out a thanks to Madmar, who runs the SWTOR family community on Twitter. He does a really nice follow Friday to all the podcasts. He retweets a lot of stuff. He gets people following each other around Star Wars The Old Republic. He does a lot of stuff on Twitter to keep that going. He's done a great job. So thank you to Madmar.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really nice to have him doing that. I see a lot of news because he retweets it from other people as well. So before we get into Galactic Starfighter, though, we do have a little bit of news. Hey, Brune Mark, why don't you introduce the news for us? Thank you. That was great. What's the news, Seema?
Well, it's not much. We have a small patch coming in. In tomorrow's maintenance, meaning Tuesday of this week, maintenance. It's mostly bug fixes. One that I heard a lot of people complaining about was that they had lost some of their achievement progress in certain areas. That's apparently going to be all fixed, and you should see that again when the realms come back up tomorrow. Also, there was some erroneous messaging or something about having to rebuy skills. It's getting fixed. Just really nothing big. That's it.
I think they changed this. They fixed some spelling errors in Galactic Starfighter 2, something like that. I don't know. But yeah, it's a really small patch. They just were tweaking a couple things. They also, I saw in Dev Tracker, they're bringing back the class reps. So Eric Musco put up a post that said they're bringing back the class representatives. They'll be
they
doing
are brave,
more of
aren't
the
they?
top. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So they are going to focus on more of the classes that they didn't focus on as much the first time around. They're going to go and get those top three questions. And you're going to see more of that hit in January. But they are bringing it back, which, great. Okay, we're all for that. Also this week, the dev team for Galactic Starfighter was on and did some live streaming, which I did get to jump in on and see. So they did that on Friday this past week, the 6th, December 6th. We saw them live stream on Twitch. They saw some of the devs play, saw Eric Musco play. It was pretty funny. So Eric Musco played, and every time he self-destructed by crashing into a rock, they gave away a Tonfon code. He made Courtney type a Tonfon code
that
into
is
the
awesome.
Chat. And they gave away a ton of them, but he was pretty, because he was being pretty daring too. But so he's about, some of the devs were really good. Eric's about as good as I am, which means we do crash every once in a while.
Also in the news this week is our SUP operations team is still looking for one or two more members, healer or DPS preferred. But if you want a tank, we can shift people around to cover other stuff. Just check their thread in our forums and links to all that stuff you'll be able to find on newoverlords.com. This is the group that runs on Monday nights.
They run on Monday. They ran tonight. They are filling up. We're getting some new members that are getting there and returning members that are going to be around. But we could always use alts as well. But we definitely could use a healer for that group. And then we also have our Wednesday night fun runs, 16-man. I didn't realize SUP did Eternity Vault tonight, so we may not do Eternity Vault then on Wednesday. We'll see what we're going to do. Maybe we'll have to do Karaga's
Palace. Wednesday is after the reset.
Yes, it is. So we'll see what we do, though, if enough people don't want to do it or...
Oh, I see. Okay.
Because they just did it.
Yeah.
But we're going to be doing some 50 stuff. We're going to be switching up and goofing off on the 16-mans on Wednesday night. We'll do some 50 stuff. We'll go back to Scum and Villainy. We'll maybe switch over to the Republic side for a week. It'll be fun. We'll see.
That's right. Because like last Wednesday, we did a night of Galactic Starfighter instead of doing Ops at All on Wednesday night. So that was, it's our play night.
Yeah, we made a bunch of. It was the day after the launch. So we answered questions in Vent. We talked about strategy and we formed a bunch of four-man groups.
And
went to town. Yeah. We had people on both sides and people chasing me down. And that was fun. All right. About time for our segment.
Admiral Rankin to all ships. This repair outpost is critical to our operations in this region. It must not fall into enemy hands.
That is our intro to Galactic Starfighter, and of course, so is this.
Do a barrel roll!
It is, you know it. Do a barrel roll. So we'll talk about why I take barrel roll off of any ship that I get it on immediately when we talk about my impressions, but SEMA... I know you haven't been playing Galactic Starfighter, just not nearly as much as we have. So why is that? What are your first impressions?
You know, I don't know. It just doesn't grab me. So I did play on Wednesday night, and I did give it a shot. I did get killed. I didn't run into asteroids so much, but then again, I wasn't being very daring either. I can imagine that if you take more chances, it happens more often. But I did get turned into. My ship got turned into space ash quite a number of times, but that wasn't the issue. It was just I've been through periods where I did a lot of PvP. And I'm just in a non-PvP period of my life, I guess. What can I say? Good thing we have WAGs here, though.
Yeah. So that is key. And I had this in when I was thinking about Galactic Starfighter and what my impressions of it are. It is PvP, and you have to, it sort of fills that niche and it feels that way to me. It's a whole different thing, you know, it's very cool the way they've implemented it and what it does bring to the table, but it is PvP and it makes me feel like I'm PvPing and it makes me tense and angry like PvP makes me. So I have to take it in short bursts because I get really riled up when I PvP a lot or when I'm doing Galactic Starfighter a lot. My kids will come in and I'll be like, what do you want? Get out of here. I'm gotta shoot a dude. This
and they're like, oh, daddy's PvPing again. Don't mind him.
Yeah, exactly. But Wags, I know you have been hammering it hard. What What are your thoughts?
I like it. I typically in the past have not been a PvPer. I've done a little bit of the PvP on my mercenary, but typically I don't play, and I really like this. Really, really. I mean, I spent all day today playing, but I'm already ready for some new maps.
I bet you are. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. What ship do you fly the most?
Scouts. I like being the annoying fly that doesn't go away. Zip in, zip out.
Did you buy the new scout, the upgraded scout?
Yes. And right now I'm not flying it as much as the Nova Dive, but I will once I get some dailies in and give you, get the upgrades on it that I want before I take it. I want the booster engines instead of the, I think it's the regenerative engines, because I want to zip right over to the satellite, try to cap it and have that mobility like the Nova Dive has.
So I unlocked that flash fire on the Republic side, and I like it a lot. I liked having cluster missiles right off. I liked having the upgraded guns. I think I upgraded to quad blasters, and it's still fast. It's not as fast as the Nova Dive, but it does a lot more damage in my experience.
Yes. Let's say not many people are, but I'm a fan of the rocket pods. I don't have to take time to aim. I can just point and shoot. And I've actually been able to use them on moving targets also.
Okay. That's interesting. Now, see, I've been doing that more, and I've heard even Eric Musco was using the rocket pods when he was dogfighting when he was streaming on Friday. So I've been back to the rocket pods to give him more of a chance. When I was in beta and first tried rocket pods, I tried to go, I don't know what I was doing, and it was early and I wasn't very good. I was still learning the ropes, but I tried to go like a whole match just in a scout, just using rocket pods. And I think I did like zero damage. I was trying to dogfight with only rocket pods.
It helps if the ship you're shooting at really isn't evading you. If it's a parked gunship or somebody that's parked underneath the satellite trying to hold it, you know, do a kamikaze run at him and just hold down the button and unload on him and they'll hit. But you can get some moving targets with it. I've gotten a few kills off that way.
Interesting. Interesting. I do now use them, especially on gunships. So if a gunship's out there, a scout is sort of fun to use to go after a gunship. I like to see a gunship charging up, hit my boost, and strafe and fly through them before they can get the shot off. And then turn around, and then they like, and you can get a couple rocket pods off when you're doing that too. Now, do you fly the strike fighter very much?
No, I haven't done too much on it. I don't know. It's too slow for me. Let's say it takes forever to get over to the satellite. I just don't do good with it, with the lock on missiles. That's just a challenge for me.
I feel sort of the same. It feels powerful, but it feels a little clunky. I'm going to try to get better with the strike fighter. I think it was on the strike fighter. I unlocked the rotational, the turning upgrade, and that seems to help a little bit. Makes it feel a little more agile.
Yeah, it doesn't feel quite like a boat.
Right. You can do a ton of damage with the strike fighter, which is nice. You know, one thing I wanted to try, which I haven't gotten a chance to yet, is proton torpedoes, which have a lock on at 10K range.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
You can't carry very many of them, but, and I don't know what the radius of the targeting radius is on your targeting reticule, because I did not like that. Is it the thermite missiles on the scout, which gives you that really tiny little targeting radius in the middle of your screen? That was driving me nuts. So I unlock these thermite missiles. I'm like, oh, rocket pods suck. So I'm going to get these missiles so I can have a lock on. And then they give you this little tiny circle that you're supposed to keep on target while you're zipping around at a million miles an hour. I'm like, who can do that?
Yeah, that's the one thing I don't like about the fighter, switching your primary weapons. You get the nice big reticle, and then all of a sudden you switch and it shrinks down to half the size. It makes it, you know, difficult to target. Nope, scout for me is the way to go.
It sounds like as you get upgrades for each ship, like if you're flying in the slower ship, you get upgrades to make it faster or more nimble. I mean, if you upgrade all your ships to the max, will they then all be kind of similar?
You can make them similar. I mean, the similar, and you know, if you have a certain way that you like your ship to handle, you can try to get it to go that way.
Right. I think you can get them closer. It maybe gotcha. If you tried to make a scout really slow and then tried to make a strike fighter fast. But I don't think there's the slow me down and make me really slow upgrade, like a downgrade.
Yeah.
But I don't think you can ever make a strike fighter as fast as a scout.
Okay.
And you can't put rail guns on anything but a gunship. And, you know, so there are specific differences that you can't overcome.
Gotcha.
So gunships, I've been flying. So I usually switch between scouts and gunships on a match. And I'll go in with a scout. I usually go in with either the Nova Dive or the Flashfire. I can get almost to any of the satellites with the Flashfire, but the Nova Dive certainly can. So I go in with the Nova Dive, park right under the satellite until it caps, and then zoom out and start defending it and shooting guys. And then if I start getting wasted too much, start getting blown up too much, then I'll grab a gunship. And I did what you told me, Wags, that did help a lot, which was add the sensor dampening. So you can definitely hide a little bit better if you've got that sensor dampening set up really well.
Definitely.
So then I park in a gunship, blow some guys up. I have unlocked the plasma railgun. So I switch between slug and plasma. I'll start out, I'll do one shot of plasma, then I'll switch back to slug, then I'll do slug until they blow up. Because plasma will put the dot, and unless I do it first, then you're not even getting any ticks of the dot. So I do one shot of plasma, and then I do slug. In general, my impression of Galactic Starfighter, there's a couple of little things. I don't know if you guys saw these things that I wanted to mention that I thought were pretty cool. One is the new cutscenes when you're on your ship and you're docking at the fleet. You have that new... I'm so used to space barring, I've had to stop myself to watch my ship now fly into the fleet because they added sort of a new cinematic, and that looks really nice. So both sides, Imperial and Republic.
I might go check those out.
I was going to say, I've been leveling a new tomb with Galactic Starfighter, so I don't even have my ship yet, so I'll have to go check that out.
Yeah, they're really nice and rendered. You see some more capital ships around in space, and you see strike fighters in formation flying by, and your ship is really well rendered flying into the scene. So yeah, they're cool. The other thing is above Coruscant, I haven't looked under Omakase, I know they're there too, but in the skies above Coruscant by the Senate building in the spaceport, if you look up, there are now capital ships from Galactic Starfighter in the sky, and you'll see every once in a while some strike fighters in formation flying overhead. So that was a nice little addition too, I thought. Oh, one other thing they added, which I do not understand, is the hangar terminals. Have you seen these? There's one on the fleet, and there's one on Coruscant and Dromokos. They might be elsewhere too. They look really cool. It's like a little circular pedestal, almost looks like a bird bath with a holographic strike fighter rotating above it. But all it does is the same thing as if you hit H or open up your hangar window when you click on it. So I have no idea why they're there.
They don't even give out the PvP dailies?
No. Which is another... So you want to talk about Wall of Crazy. I need a PvP terminal in my ship now.
Well, you have everything else.
Yes, I do. But I'm tired of... Every character now, I load up and I gotta like, all right, fine. We go back to the fleet, go to the... Where's the combat sector? Got to find the terminal and go pick up the daily. Gonna do it like 15 times a day. In general, yeah, I like Galactic Starfighter. It is pretty fun. I do take it in short bursts. I take little breaks in between matches, or I'll do a couple and then I'll take a break and do something else a little bit. Because I get it was the same with PvP. And I mean, I did some hardcore PvP, especially in the beginning when I was getting, I think I'm Valor rank 80 on my Vanguard and 70 on my Mercenary. And I spent a lot of time on Ilum back when Ilum was a thing and there was open world PvP on Ilum. But I would get all stressed out and intense, and I'd have like a stiff neck the next day because I was all tensed up at my keyboard for hours grinding PvP and grinding Valor. And so I get a little bit of that feeling when I'm doing Galactic Starfighter. So I need to relax and take the breaks, and I can't do it that long. I'm gonna have an aneurysm or something. I'm gonna pop a blood vessel. I do get a kick out of the different ships and the upgrading the ships. I think that's a nice twist beyond regular PvP. PvP, you are always going after the gear, and especially early days PvP, it was a lot about the gear grind. It was getting your Centurion and your Battlemaster, and when they added War Hero, and you're grinding all the. I remember the bad old days when you would get a drop of some kind, and you would open it, and then maybe you would get a token out of that drop, and then you had to get enough tokens to get a piece of Battlemaster gear, and that was harsh. So now it's super easy to get your PvP gear, but there was a lot of grinding to get that. I get a little bit of that feeling here, not in a bad way, but I do have it. I keep thinking, do I want to use up my extra 500 bonus for the day on a gunship, or do I want to keep going on my flash fire because I want to get that X upgrade on the flash fire? And so that's a little meta game there of the whole upgrades that I think is pretty interesting. I think they did a good job with that.
Yeah, just listening to you guys talk about it, it does sound like it's a very sort of layered thing. There's the strategy of the game itself that you're playing. There's a strategy that you take in your upgrades, and there's a strategy that you take and the comms that you get, you know, I forget what they're called because they never got any of
requisition.
Them.
Requisition.
Yeah.
Yes, ship requisition versus ship, fleet requisition.
Yeah, and, right. Yeah. That game.
So I did try just a little bit. I spent some cartel coins to do the conversion of ship requisition into fleet requisition, and that's how I bought the flash fire. So I did a round with all of the base ships on the Republic side. And then for not very much, I think it's one coin per 25 ship requisition that you convert to fleet requisition. So then I spent a handful of coins to get enough to get that flash fire unlocked. It wasn't a bad deal. I'm fine with doing that, and I guess I would recommend to anyone, if they're going to do it to unlock a ship, it's not that bad a deal. You can also spend the coins on one ship to convert your ship requisition to fleet requisition, and then go to another ship and spend the fleet requisition to just do regular ship upgrades. That seems like a bad deal to me, but it's there and available if, say, you unlocked the flash fire and you had none of the upgrades and you wanted to do that sort of shifting requisition round, that is a thing you can do. What did you said you upgraded, you unlocked the flash fire. Wax.
Yes.
Did you spend any, did you buy any of the cartel unlocks or the paint jobs or the fancy ship model?
I bought, I think I bought a laser color change. Didn't buy any of the fancy paint jobs. I spent one cartel coin to see what the conversion rate was from ship requisition to fleet reg, and found out it was the 1-to-1. But no, I'm up to 75 matches. So after buying my after buying the upgraded scout, I've still got like 2,300 fleet regs left.
Jeez. So you could start unlocking. I guess the only thing left would be to unlock companions or save it, because they're going to have bombers in February.
That's my plan, is to save it for what they drop next on ships.
That's a good idea. That's a very good idea.
Plus we have to see what the cap is.
Right. Yes. Let's find that cap. Wags will find the cap. 75. Wow. That is quite a bit. So what kind of upgrades?
I've stuck mainly with the fast fire laser cannon on my scout. I do have the laser cannon. I've basically stuck with the upgrades to keep on the scout to keep the evasion, since the scouts are squishy. So I've just been upgrading to keep first max speed and max evasion. And now I'm going to, now I'm working on upgrading for damage and range.
Now, have you gotten to the fifth tier of any of the upgrades yet on any components?
No, I've gotten to the fourth tier on rocket pods.
Really? You do like those rocket pods then? Wow. All right. I'm going to have to look at that. Here's tip from Wags. Check out the rocket pods. Check out the rocket pods on Wags. All right. I'll have to look at that. Yeah. And I think you were the one who told me the fourth tier is 5,000 and the fifth tier is, no, the fourth tier is 10,000.
And the fifth tier is 15.
And if you get the fourth tier or the fifth tier, you unlock both of the abilities at that tier and you can pick which one and switch back and forth between them.
Correct.
So for anybody who's looking to do that or what happens when you do that, that's what you do, which I think is nice. So you get two that you can switch off. There's a trade-off to each one of those abilities, I've noticed, but that's sort of the point. So let's see what else. What do you think of the balance? So two things I saw on balance. One is a little bit of imbalance between what seems like either players that are really skilled or players that have a lot of upgrades or both, but it seems like some people are out there doing 45,000 damage and everyone else is in the 5,000 to 10,000 range. And there seems to be, at least on Jedi Covenant, a little bit of a faction imbalance. What do you think of that? What do you think of those, Wags?
Oh, it's definitely pub heavy. I think the majority of my matches today were pub on pub, a few pub Imperial fights. Yeah, the skill and the upgrades, you know, we still have people popping in that are new, just start, you know, yeah, they're going to get massacred for a while, but they'll pick it up. It's just people who've been playing and know where to place themselves and know the shortcuts and the hidey holes and how to fly their ship.
Yeah, I find, especially as I've gotten better at piloting, I have a lot of survivability, especially in the scout. I can level a whole match in a scout if I want. If I'm not being daring and, you know, going after a kill when I know I'm going to die, I can escape from anybody at any time. It seems it's easier in the really either in the center of Quat Mesas, where you've got all of the girders that you can flip around and the holes in the walls. And it's, I don't know how any, it's going to be so frustrating for strike fighters trying to get missile lock.
Oh yes. Yeah, it is. To say some people have been clamoring for gamepad control on it, I've heard, but, I play with a gamepad, so I have a directional pad, and that has helped a lot. I couldn't imagine flying with keyboard only.
Really?
Because I can do a strafe and a roll at the. I can, you know, if I do what normally is a strafe on a character, I'll do a roll and turn a little bit at the same time.
Yeah. See, I just contort my left hand into his weird claw presses like seven keys at once with five fingers. and then I go through the rest of the day and I like can't pick up a fork at dinner. But you know, you do what you need to do. All right. Well, I think it's pretty fun. I think we've done a good intro here, first impressions. I like it. Wags definitely likes it. Seema's so-so, but maybe we'll pull it back into it a little bit more, I think.
However, our own version of the Three Little Bears here.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, Seema at some point will...
We'll fight another day.
Find another day.
Yeah, 6 months from now, I'll really get into it. I'll be like going, guys, Galactic Starfighter is so great. Come and play with me. And we're like, you'll be like, oh, that's so 5 minutes ago.
I'm burnt out on it. I don't want to play anymore.
Yeah, right. Exactly. My timing is always bad.
We'll schedule an update. We'll do periodic updates, see how it's going. But for now, I think our little EPC 16 droids, our 16th droid here is filled up and we are ready to go. So thanks for listening. For comments or questions, we can be found on Twitter @MaxTheGray, at AIECIMA and at Joss Wags, JOSWAGS, or drop in on Jedi Covenant and ask us for an invite. Our character names will be in the show notes. For AIE Guild information, you can visit aie-guild.org or find us on Facebook or Google+ at AIE SWOTOR. Thanks, Wags. Thanks, Seema. We will see you later.
Good night.